Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah, Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the fourth parak of Masachet Milah, which deals with issues of Tseruf. So the word Tseruf, as we're going to use it in this parak, really means to join together, and it refers to a context where several different components of Isur or Tuma, none of which is the requisite Shear, are together. And the question is whether or not they can be joined together to constitute a shear which will generate either tuma or makot or isur, etc. Kachem is back, which stafim same zelamilah, will chayev aleyamishum pigul vinotar vitame. So all kachem is back can be joined together in order to constitute a shava pruta for me'ilah, or for a kazayit for pigul not to v'tameh. Kochev and akabayit mistafim zeim zeh. Of course, that's only for me'ilah. There's no pigul not to v'tameh there. Echad kochev is be'ach, kochev and akabayit mistafim zeim zeh le'me'ilah, which means, although the wording is a little bit awkward, kochev is be'ach and kochev and akabayit can also join for me'ilah. So the obvious question is, hashti, yishtomadik tani, echad kochev is be'ach, kochev and akabayit, ahai kudushat aguf, vahai kudushat damim. So if in the last clause where you have kudushat aguf joining with Kudusha Domim, and they join, you have to tell me the first line. That's more obvious that it is going to join. The answer is, because it had to mention Pigol Not Tovatame, that it's also Mitzarev to Kodesh Berakavayit, Lo Ika Hachi. You can't mention that about Berakavayit, as I mentioned in the Mishnah. Mishum Hachi Kapaligle. That's why they split it up the way they did. I'm Rav Yonai. Rav Yonai makes an odd statement. Nichvarta ein chavin mishum me'ilah ela kotshe berakabayit ve'ola bilvad. That me'ilah is only, there's only liability for kotshe berakabayit or for an ola. My tama, what's his reason? The violation is of those things that are sanctified to God. Kotshem yuchadim l'ashem yishpan me'ilah. Kotshem yizbeach yitpan mekonem yitpan balim. So kochem berakabayit all belong to God. Olah all belongs to God. But other kochem yizbeach, the owners get some, and in other cases, at the very least, the kohanim get some. So it's not kochem Hashem. Tzan, so let's challenge that from our Mishnah. Kochem yizbeach is from zem zel me'ilah, which means olah and chatat k'mitztarev. The answer is midu abanan. Kochem shachatam b'daram, the opening Mishnah of the Masachet, Ma'alin Bahem, and Kotcha Kotchim includes all of them, including Chatat V'Hasham. We know about it. Tell them in a Chatat Chichaya. I have this Mishnah a little bit later on. L'ma'al Achifkom. Here we have explicitly a Chatat. There is Mi'ila after your Pogam. Shemeta, Kimishan, then I call Shumal. The answer is Midrabanan. So Mi'ila and a Chatat is Drabanan. And we don't write the law. How could you say it? Ratan Rabbi Omer, Kochel of Lashem. The Rabbotim Re Kotchim Kalim, the Mi'ila. Rebbe uses the pasuk in Vayikra, Kol Chelev, belongs to God, to include a Mure Kotshim Kalim, because that's Chelev, it goes on his Beach, that's Mi'ila. So the answer is Midrabanan. Vakraka Nasiv Labri used the pasuk, Asmachta Ba'oma. So we're dismissing everything with this, a broom of Durabanan and Pasukim Asmachta. But now we're going to put the final kibosh on this. Vamar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Kotshim Shemetu Yatsumi Mide Mi'ila Dvar Torah. If Kochim die, then Mita Oraita Mi'ilah is lifted, implying that they originally had Mi'ilah Doraita. But my Ilam Kochim Berakabayit, if this is Kochim Berakabayit, if you look at Tunami, Lo Yehela Dakti Shashpala Berakabayit. If you have Kochim, you're Makish a donkey to Berakabayit, and the donkey died, it still has Mi'ilah because it still has some value, just like your Makish dung heap or something. All those things count as value. Hakdesh Mi'ilah applies. So Lavit Bu Mi'ilah. Or Kochim Mizbeach. It must be this is Kochim Mizbeach. Doraita Mi'ipo Mi'ilah. But since when did it ever have Mi'ilah Doraita according to Rabbi Yonai that now it's lifted? Alachi Kamri, the very Rabbi Yonai. In Rabbi Yonai's yeshiva, they explained what he meant as follows. Mehai Kra, Kochim Mizbeach, Shemina Mina, Kochim Mizbeach, Lo Shemina Mina. From the Pasuk of Kodshe Hashem, the clear statement is about Berakabayit and Kodshe and Olam. The other ones are not clear from there. We get them from other places or by inference. That's all he meant to exclude. Okay, Chamishat Vayim Ba'olim Itztarefim Zayim Zayim. There's five different components of an Ola that are all Itztaref for Mi'ilah. And that is Abasar, Hachelev, which both are going on the Mizbeach, Hasolet, that's the flower of the Mincha that accompanies the Ola, Hayayin Ve'ashemen, the Yayin which comes as an offering with the Ola, and Shemen, which of course goes into the Mincha with the Solet. V'shisham betodah. There's six of them in a korban todah. The same five. Basar chel, basod vayam rashem. And of course the lechem, the 40 loaves. They're all mitzarev, so you have half a shavapruta of one of the loaves of todah, and half a shavapruta of meat of the todah, then you violate a meila. Now matni the Rav Huna b'Rava. It should be probably Rabba. Rav Huna taught Rabba this Mishnah, and he said, Chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzafim zeim zeh. Now notice, I said it, slurring the ending open vowel of Ola with the opening consonant mem of mitzarfin. And that's evidently what happened. Rav Huna taught it. Rabba thought he said, Chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzarfin zeim zeh. There's only five things in the whole world that can mitzarev. Amrei ba'olam kamart. So he said, Rav Huna, you said ba'olam, v'aktani betoda. The next line says, shisha dvarim, there's six betoda. V'asar v'chala v'asod v'ayan v'ashem v'lachmei toda. So amrei tani ba'olah. No, what I said was ba'olah. That's the way you should read it. Okay, that's how we have it. Tani no hada tana rabbanan. It sounds like this is supported with the following braita. Olah ve'imureha mitztafin l'kazayit l'alotan b'chutz. If you have a korban olah and it's emurim, and you had a kazayit together that you offered up outside of the azara, then you're chayav. V'chayav alem l'shum pigol lo tevatom, and again, pigol lo tevatom are mitztarev. Now, k'tani ba'olah in v'shlamim lo, but they only pick the olah, not shlamim. Sounds like it's against our Mishnah, which said that with the todah, the basar and the chayav are mitztarev. So, b'shtam alah utan b'chutz, I understand why you can't conjoin the basar and emurim of a shlamim outside, because olah de kalil himitztarfin, and olah, it all goes up to Hashem, so it's all a problem of ha'alat chutz. Shlamim lo mitztarfin, shlamim doesn't, because you eat some of them, you could offer them up outside, that's not ha'alat b'chutz. But as far as that goes, shlamim ma'ilo mechayiv, why don't you chayiv for shlamim if you eat a half a kazayit of pigul of the emurim and a half a kazayit of the pigul of the meat. We're going to have this mishnah later on. The Torah mitzaref. This is a different halachat. That the olah and its emurim, meaning the meat and the emurim, are mitztarfim zeim zeh to have a kazayit in order to justify zrikat adam. Meaning, if you did shchitat ha'olah, and then most of the animal, for some reason, became unfit for putting on the mizbeach, as long as there's a kazayit to put on the mizbeach, then you can do zrikat adam, per Rabbi Yeshua, as we'll see in a minute, and that kazayit can even be half basar, half emurim. Adam, and now, once they're mitztareif for that, chayav, mishum pigolot v'tame, etc. Now, Uman Tanila, who's the author of that? Rabbi Yeshua, the Tani of Yeshua Omer, call us Vachim Shabbat Torah, Shetayir Mayan, Kazayit Basar, Kazayit Chelev. You have to have a Kazayit Basar or a Kazayit Chelev, meaning Kazayit Basar to eat or Kazayit Chelev to burn. So Rekat Adam, if less is there or not. Chatzi Zayit Basar, Chatzi Zayit Chelev, you have half and half, Eno Zorekat Adam. But Uve Ola, Fidu Chatzayit Basar, Chatzayit Chelev, Zorekat Adam. If it's half of a Kazayit, a basar and half kazayit of chelev of an olah, you can do zrikat adam neshukah kalil because you have a kazayit of stuff going on in his beach. So that's what the background is. Parenthetically, the end of his statement is uve mincha filu kula kayem et lo yizrok. Even if you have the entire mincha, you can't do zrikat adam. Mincha ma'avidite. How did mincha get in here? Pap minchat nesachim. He says what it means is as follows: if I have a korban and I shechted, and then the entire animal's unfit, not even a kazayit is fit, but I have its entire mincha, its entire peripheral mincha that comes along with it, adjunct mincha, that still is not enough to justify zrikat adam. I have to have a proper minimal amount of the animal itself. Okay, the next Mishnah, again about seruf, is five different things that are all considered truma that are mitztaref. We'll see for what. A truma, trumat ma'aser. So remember, the order is that you have your crop in, you separate truma, which is midrabanan, about 2%, midaraita, any amount, that goes to the kohen. Trumat maser is after you separate your 10% of what's left for the levi, he takes 10% of that, he gives it to the kohen. Dahainu, 1% of your original piece left after truma. Utrumat maser shel demai, if you're separating demai, truma gdola doesn't have to be separated because the amiharits were careful about that. Maser doesn't have to be given to the levi because that's just mamon. But you have to separate Trumat Maaser and give that to the Kohen. And a chalan bikurim. Mistafim zem zel le'asor. What does le'asor mean? So remember that the shiur of bitul truma is 100. So if a piece of truma grape, let's say a truma grape, falls into 30 grapes, they're all considered truma. If it falls into 100 grapes, then you take one out and the rest can be eaten. The one is given to the kohen. But, let's say you had a truma grape and a challah and a bikurim grape and a trumat maser grape. And they fell into 200 grapes. You could say that they're all batel because there's more than 100 corresponding to each one. No, they're mitzaref, and now you need 300 mivatel. All right. Plus the chayav olam tachomesh. Plus, if you ate a sufficient amount, you would be chayav to pay keren vechomesh to the kohanim for violating truma. Kol ha-pigulim mitzafim zem zem, v'chon ha-tovim mitzafim zem zem, that we had already seen. Small little piece of the Gemara, just a question about truma. My time of the answer is kulu ikru truma. I already telegraphed that. All of those things, trumat maser, etc., all called truma. Gabi chalakti v'reshita v'sochem t'chala tarimu truma. Achal is called truma. Gabi kurim nami ikru truma, detanya, famous drasha, utrumat yadecha, in the list of things you bring to the mikdash. The other three don't need a pasuk because we know that they are truma because that's what they're called. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next mishnah about kol hanevelot, which is really the middle of the mishnah about seruf of nevelot and shvatzim. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.